Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of James chapters 1 to 3. Understanding the truth about heavenly wisdom. We read in James chapter 3 verses 13 and 17 like this. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The heavenly wisdom of which James speaks is practical and relational, that is evidenced by godly attitudes and actions. He exhorts believers to demonstrate their faith through works and demonstrate their wisdom by godly living. The outward sign of heavenly wisdom is a gentle and humble spirit. Our Lord Jesus was meek and lowly in heart, that we read in Matthew chapter 11 verse 29. Therefore, all who are truly wise will have the hallmark of genuine humility. Heavenly wisdom that comes from God has the following characteristics. It is pure in thoughts, words, deeds, spirit, body, doctrine, practice, faith and morals. It is peaceable and will love to maintain peace in every situation without sacrificing purity. It is gentle, courteous and respectful of the feeling of others. It is willing to yield, open to reason and ready to give in when truth requires it. It is full of mercy to those who are in the wrong and anxious to help them find the right way. It is full of good fruits by being compassionate and kind. It is without partiality and does not produce favoritism. It is without hypocrisy by being sincere and genuine. James says that heavenly wisdom is necessary in a teacher. The teacher must exhibit a meek and practical application of the truth. One cannot teach that one does not live. The wisdom that comes from God is first pure, then promotes peace, and finally ends in righteousness. Through the heavenly wisdom, we have the ability to view life from God's perspective, along with mental perception and comprehension that God will bestow upon us. The questions that we can ask ourselves is this. Is there bitterness in our hearts or envy? Are we speaking from God's wisdom or the wisdom of the world? Are we peacemakers or troublemakers? If our hearts are right before God, He will use our words to produce the right kind of fruit in our lives. Our outward behavior will reflect if we are wise as we control our tongues and place our minds deliberately under the authority of God in order to let God control us. Let us ask God in faith to grant us heavenly wisdom today. As we read in James chapter 1 verses 5 and 6 like this. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind.